Hey everyone, welcome to the latest episode of the Mobile User Acquisition Show. In the Mobile User Acquisition Show, we talk about how to use mobile user acquisition strategies to grow your app quickly and capital efficiently. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is presented by me, Shamant Rao, mobile growth leader and the founder and CEO of the boutique growth consulting firm Rocketship HQ. Each episode includes strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile user acquisition that can help you unlock tremendous growth for your app in a sustainable, capital-efficient manner. Today, I'm going to talk about Google UAC and why we do not typically recommend it for relatively early-stage apps, by which I mean typically apps that have anything under 15 to 20,000 a month in spend. Now, for very many app developers, this can come as a surprising recommendation. After all, isn't Google among the biggest companies in the world? And doesn't Google get such a huge chunk of its revenue from ads? And doesn't it own one of the most powerful advertising agents in the world? That is all true. However, Google's UAC, Universal App Campaign, is very, very much a black box. What that means is that it's so reliant on machine learning and artificial intelligence that it's very, very much geared towards seeing large advertisers succeed because it really requires a large volume of data for any advertisers to start to see success with, right? Let me illustrate with more specifics. Right. Now, let's take an example where we have a Google UAC campaign, and let's assume your CPA is $50, right? And Google typically recommends that you get at least 10 conversions per day for this campaign. And that would mean you want to have a daily budget of at least $500. Right. Now, that's assuming you hit the CPA of $50 going out the gate, which you do not. So you want to get a CPA of something like $700 or $800 a day. And additionally, Google's learning phase takes anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks before the campaign starts to stabilize, before you start to see stable numbers, before you start to see reliable metrics coming back in terms of your CPA. Now, if you were to assume that at the very least, this is taking 20 days for the learning to be completed, and if you have to assume anything from $700 to $800 a day multiplied by 20 days, that's really $14,000 spent just on your learning phase before your ROIs and your CPAs come within the range that you want them to be, right? So that $14,000-$15,000 budget can be extremely high for most app developers. Now, while we've seen very low CPIs, very low CPAs for app developers, this is typically a very, very risky proposition for the vast majority of apps, unless they tend to have very low CPAs that they want to optimize for. For this reason, we typically don't recommend using Google UAC campaigns for most app developers as they go out of the gate. Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share. Thank you for listening, and I will look forward to sharing our next episode soon.